the A's and the Indians at Rickey Henderson Field. And look, it's Rickey Henderson. As he's honored on the field, which bears his name, we pick it up, bottom three of a scoreless game.
If that was one of the biggest things.
That one, left center. Zimmer on the move, and that baby's gone. Matt Chapman has a big league home run.
And Blackburn deals a slider, and it's hit high and deep to left. Back is Chris Davis to the track. He is at the wall, and it's going to keep going, and it's out of here. Right on cue, Encarnacion, his 19th home run. RBIs 49 and 50, a walk and a blast, and the Indians are in front 2-1.
Here's the 1-0 to Rajay with Chapman at second, and Rajay line drive to right, base hit. Chapman's to third up with the ball, is Naquin. One. Here's Chapman to the plate, and the throw is not going to be in time. It's cut off, throw back to second. Rajay is safe ahead of the tag by Lindor, and the A's have tied it up. The Chapman-Davis parlay in the bottom of the fifth, and it's a 2-2 tie. And here's the pitch by the right-hander. Matt drills one to center, going back on it, turning around to Zimmer at the track. He will watch it fly! And what a night for Matt Chapman! The night of his young career in the big leagues, and the A's have tied it up 3-3 in the bottom of the eighth. A home run, a double, and a home run off Corey Kluber tonight. Do you believe this?
Into the suites. That's how far he hit it. Dead center. And that is big man's country.
Alonso takes his lead at first. And the 3-2 is swung on. Hit the deep right center field. Up the alley. Naquin going back. And it is gone! It's a walk-off shot. Right center field off the bat of Chris Davis, and the A's have stunned the Indians in the bottom of the ninth inning, and they've won the game 5-3. And they're going nuts at the Coliseum.
Fifth career walk-off hit for Chris Davis, and second career walk-off homer gives the A's a dramatic 5-3 win. No decision for Corey Kluber, but he does become the seventh pitcher this season with multiple starts of double-digit strikeouts and no walks. The Indians had been 42-1 this season when leading after seven. Matt Chapman not only hit his first two career home runs Saturday night, they came at the expense of a former Cy Young winner in the form of Corey Kluber. Here is Chapman speaking to the media in the aftermath of the A's 5-3 walk-off win.
Everything helps like that, just seeing some pitches, getting some timing down, and you know, building your confidence back up. So all those little things and all the work you put in definitely helped to get some more results that you're looking for on the field.
Well, you did this against Corey Kluber, yeah. As good as there is. And as I look at my score sheet, Matt, every other player except you and Rajay Davis struck out against Kluber at least once, so you know he's good. But what were you seeing from him? Because obviously you were seeing the ball pretty well.
I don't know. I guess it's just one of those days. Just really was trying to focus in and take good at bats. And obviously, as of late, hasn't really been going how I'd wanted it to. So it's just nice to have some success. Obviously, off a pitcher, you know, with a Cy Young under his belt. So I guess I don't really have any excuses the rest of the way out.
But I say this, and we can talk all you want about the home runs, but what you did last night when you're at third base, it was a wild pitch. Yan Gomes admitted today he did not realize the speed that you had, the instincts that you had. That pitch was not that far away. Talk about your baseball knowledge, basically, that you know instinctively you can score on a play like that, not that far away from the catcher. You took off quickly and you scored. How much of that is part of your game in addition to your great third base job?
That's definitely part of my game. I mean, anything that you can bring to the table to help the team win is definitely a positive asset. And with the base running, it's just helping your team score runs. But on that play, I knew that we had two outs and there was two strikes, and you might try and, you know, throw a ball that a chase pitch, get the strikeout, get out of the inning. So I was looking for a ball in the dirt or something to be aggressive on with two strikes, and I was anticipating it, and I saw it and just went for it.
Thanks to a walk-off two-run shot by Chris Davis in the bottom of the ninth, the A's came away with a 5-3 win against the league champion Indians at Rickey Henderson Field. Here was Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
Every classification, he's gone through some struggles. And then once he found it, he finds it, and he hits homers. So he's done put a lot of hard work in, and I think he was also understanding too that, you know, when you get to the big league level, there's an adjustment period, and like every classification he's been to, he's fought through the that adjustment period, and then, you know, done his thing, and so there's been a little bit of a period now, and now you're seeing what everybody's so excited about. So that's a huge night for him.
How about just winning in that nature in the late innings against a bullpen? I mean, you've talked about how tough their bullpen is to get to.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. So, you know, and with Kluber on the mound to start, I mean, that's basically their ace. And then, you know, everybody that brought into the game after that, and it doesn't get any easier. So it's nice to be able to fight through one that like that and end up getting a win and hitting two clutch home runs. So, you know, it's pretty good feeling to win the first two games here in the second half, especially in the fashion we did tonight.
To go back to Chapman, you mentioned with Kluber on the mound, for him to have this type of night against him, does that just kind of add to it even more?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is if there's anybody that you would consider a guy that would give him a really tough time, it would be this guy today. So I know confidence-wise it'll go a long way for him.
Even though Miller was still waiting there, I mean, after Chapman's homer, how much does that just kind of change the mindset in the dugout?
It does. I mean, you know, and you don't want to see him come in with a lead regardless, but it's not like they didn't have a guy on the mound that they didn't feel really good about. So it's really pick your poison as far as that goes. But you feel a little bit better when you're tied, when he's in the game, when Miller's in the game, though, when you're behind.
What'd you think of Blackburn's night?
Yeah, you know what? He battled again. I mean, this is probably the first outing where he was a little bit vulnerable. But in early innings, it was the same thing we've seen. You know, late sink, subtle movement off all his pitches, up and down, in and out a little bit, changes the eye level, you know, keeps you off balance some. And they got on a little bit, certainly the home run. But then, you know, other than giving up another run after that, I mean, you talk about six innings, three runs, call that a quality start these days. So He pitched well again.
The A's sent Sean Manaea to the mound on Sunday. He'll be opposed by Trevor Bauer.